Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, remember the good old days when you woke up with a fall cold and you didn't run off to get tested in the morning? Yeah. Anyway, hey, it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we have a, hopefully, what's going to be a great show for you. And for at least a little while on WBEN, we are going to take a break from COVID. But we'll plunge back into it, I'm sure, in some way, shape, or form by the end of the program. But we have a follow-up to a program we did, a few months ago. Joining us is the local casting director for the as-yet-untitled movie about Mother Cabrini, Frank Rossi, with a follow-up. Frank, how you doing?
Pretty well, Tommy. How about yourself?
Oh, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It always is. So, I mean, just to let people know who are listening, you called me over a weekend a few months ago and said, hey, I need your help. I need like 3,000 extras. And there was actually some concern about whether or not you were going to be able to generate enough extras to satisfy the production company. What happened? How many did you need? How many did you get?
We have we wrapped yesterday, and we had several hundred people fill 3,050 extra positions. So over 3,000 extras were paid on this movie, which is unprecedented for Western New York.
That is a pretty blockbuster extravaganza. And, you know, how about the selection process as far as who was selected as an extra? Some people have told me, hey, I sent my picture in. I didn't get picked. I'd like to know why.
I know. I apologize for that. There was like several thousand submissions, thanks in a large part to yourself and a few other people. So we just went through the photos, myself and my casting associate, Josh Nuncio. So we went through all of them to see what would fit where. Okay, whom would fit into what position. Okay, so that's pretty much how it, and then we couldn't get to all of them, to be perfectly candid.
So you, despite some early apprehension, you basically had more applications for roles than you had roles.
That would be correct. I think we had 1,000 people we couldn't fit in there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, in a way, that's good news. In a way, though, for those who weren't selected, obviously, it kind of sucks. Why do people, I mean, you've been doing this a long time, Frank Rossi, why do people want to be background extras in a movie?
Well, for the most part, Tommy, I do principal casting. I cast 31 principals in this movie, people who speak. But background is my first experience with this many people in my lifetime. So I think it's the to be in a film, you come and you show up. Well, let me ask you, why did you like being in the film? What did it do for you?
Well, what it did for me was it introduced me to a whole bunch of new friends and a whole bunch of great people. Everybody was awesome, and that includes the named stars, the billed stars of the movie. Everybody was super cool.
They are. You know, typically all the stars, all the name actors, all the actors are very genuine. They're very nice, and they're very professional with everybody. Okay, it's always – it's been my experience when I lived in L.A., the films that I've done – most actors are just great people, and they're very nice to everybody. And I think the camaraderie on this thing was unprecedented because it's all the Buffalo guys and girls and kids. So, in my opinion, the real heroes here are those kids and their moms that were in this movie, and some of the dads as well. But these kids who played the orphans, I think, Tommy, we almost hit 100 they just kept coming back without complaining ever. I was very impressed, very proud. It's really the kids we should be talking about. Those are the stars of this film.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think I shot 7 or 8 days, and two of the most grueling were the overnight shoots at Delaware Park with high temperatures, high humidity, and those kids were up very, very late for children, and they were not rambunctious. They were just amazingly well-behaved and amazingly talented, and there were some scenes that required multiple takes because of that stupid horse.
Several times. Yes, that's true. And then we had the 5 points and the wealthy Americans and the immigrants. Everybody that was a part of this was terrific. All the background. It was impressive. I mean, it was Buffalo and Western New York coming together. I just want to say one big thank you. Without Buffalo and all of Western New York people coming, there is no movie. Like that. This is kind of like I would compare it to a cross between Age of Innocence, maybe, and The Godfather visually, or Gangs of New York. It's an unprecedented amount of background in these shots.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Gangs of New York, because I want to talk about the costume situation. A lot of the costumes people will see in this movie are actually costumes that were used in Gangs of New York. And the costume ladies, Layla, Elisa, and Mary, they were so patient with everybody. They had thousands of people to fit, and they always did it with a smile.
They were great. Costumes were great. Hair, makeup, Ben. I mean, the list goes on and on. Sam and Melanie and Scotty. I mean, it's just a huge amount of people on this thing. Huge. First and foremost, you want to thank, like me personally, the Italian community. You had Peter LaGiacomo lead the charge there with Jen Ballarin and the Vaccaros and the it's just a huge amount of people. Mark Tremont and Mike Bellani came in and helped with the news originally, you know, with the TV. And then you, Tommy, really put us over the top with how many submissions we got from your show. You know, County Legislator Frank Todaro's been there all the time. Pacone. I mean, the list is just endless of who to thank to get this done, because there was no way to do it without the whole community coming together. Typically, you use central casting in L.A. or New York, and there's hundreds of thousands of people you can choose from at a moment's notice. So the only thing that worked here was the people coming back repeatedly, because there's just not enough costumes to have 3,200 people in this. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, indeed. Indeed. Frank Rossi, local casting director for the as-yet-untitled Cabrini movie. When is this movie going to come out, and is it going to be shown at places like the Regal? Do you have any idea?
That's up to the producers, what the distribution package is for this. Okay, that's not my area. This will be pretty big. Okay, this will be going out a lot of places. So it's a beautifully shot film that has a lot of legs, we call it, and it has worldwide appeal. Remember, the story's about a woman, a second-class citizen in the 1890s who overcame everything, even her sickness, to have the largest foundation in the entire world presently, the Cabrini Foundation, which helps the indigent, the refugees, the homeless, you know, people, the kids, everybody. So this movie is about faith and woman empowerment. And what's better than that? You know, to have this lady just take over and just help thousands of people.
Yeah, there were a lot of devout Catholics who were part of the extras group with which I hung out during my time. Frank Rossi is the local casting director for the as-yet-untitled Cabrini movies, joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, Frank, what amazed me about the extras, but it really shouldn't amaze me, is that if I didn't personally know somebody, there was only one degree of separation between myself and like 90% of the people I'd meet. Hey, do you know so-and-so? Yeah, good friend. And, you know, all those nexuses that took place.
Yeah, it's 6 degrees of separation, but essentially, I had a blast. These people here, it's not L.A., this is Buffalo, and it's beautiful. Because everybody's just very real, very authentic. I want to thank the Buffalo Fire Department. Jet Yaskow, one of my students, he brought in 10, like 6, 7 captains. Like 10 guys came in from the fire department to be in the scenes. Remember that up at the Hotel Henry?
Yep.
So we had actual firefighters here who are actual heroes. So we had heroes in there. We had several cops, other heroes in this. You know, it's just been a monumental effort from a huge amount of people here.
How exhausted are you? Because you worked long days. The director, Alejandro Monteverde, he worked very long days. Everybody associated with this worked long days. I mean, this has got to be something of a relief.
In a way, yes, it's a relief because it is a huge amount of people to do each day. So, my associate, Josh Nuncio, him and I really found the people. The assistants up there, Sam Sarah, helped significantly. Melanie's up there and Scotty H. All these, a number of the kids did the data entry, Tommy. Yep. But yes, this was a little bit beyond what I'm used to be candid.
Yeah, like herding cats. I think Ben said that one day, and I think we all agreed with him. The next question I think a lot of people would like to, the next question I think a lot of people would like to know the answer to is, having done Cabrini, does this put Buffalo more on the map for future big money productions?
I would say yes. But again, Paramount's been here, Universal's been here, so we are on the radar for big films. They've been here. So I think we're right there. I think what this does is augment what's already being done here from the perspective of, wait a minute, these guys got 3,200 extras to be in a movie in a small town like that? How is that possible? So that would help for the bigger budget films to come here if they needed some background people as well, that, in my opinion, because no film has ever come near this. This amount of people, it's just unprecedented.
Frank Rossi, what are you going to remember most about being the casting director locally for the Cabrini movie?
Remember most the genuineness, the humility of the background people I met, and seeing the kids go from being shy and reserved to at the end of this movie, they're just they're walking around like they control it.
Oh, we actually lost Frank Rossi. My goodness. We'll have to get Frank to call back. So anyway, if you are an extra, you were an extra in the Cabrini movie, I want to talk to you about your experiences as an extra. And the phone number to call is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, some of you whom I know, I don't usually use last names on the show with phone callers, but some of the folks on hold I know, so I will permit it if you will. I don't really like having that kind of power, but it just kind of comes with the territory. And let's just wrap things up with Frank Rossi, local casting director for the Cabrini movie on WBEN. Your voice sounded just like a dial tone. That is amazing acting. So you got cut off at the time you were talking about the kids.
Okay, anyway. I think I lost you there for a moment, correct?
Yes.
So we were at, that's what I remember most, is the transition with the kids and how much confidence they've gained. And then seeing people, the other thing is even older people, experienced people, professional people, whether it be, it could be lawyers, it could be doctors, police, fire, all the people that I normally teach acting, a lot of these people have an interest in acting now. And they're like, wow, it's a nice segue as they get older as well to do something different. And it kind of, the camaraderie, we're all going over to a, you'll probably be there later too, over at one of the, what's that gentleman's name? That's,
well, I almost hesitate to give it because,
everybody will show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So we won't do that. But again, the camaraderie and the fun, it was fun because it was a fun set. Jonathan Sanger, the producer on this, this is his third project he's brought to Buffalo. They love Buffalo because you can't not love Buffalo. It's so accommodating. Tim Clark, Rich Wall, like I said, I was with those guys last night. It's just a great city to shoot. The people are phenomenal. And nobody complains. Even though it was grueling. You're right, Tom. This was grueling to shoot.
Oh, yeah. It
was hot in those costumes, and the people just kept coming back. And essentially, this is a Buffalo movie. And I don't think people well, they wouldn't know how it's going to look. I've seen what it looks like. It's going to be phenomenal. Visually, this film looks incredible. As good as any A-list movie.
Well, I am delighted to hear that. You've obviously had a chance to see what they call the dailies. And I want to thank you, Frank, for putting the word out on this program. And congratulations for a job well done. You and Josh and Ben and everybody associated with the movie. Just real awesome.
Yes. And one final comment. Thank you, sir. Without you, we don't have this amount of people. So you were very instrumental in helping us do this. And I want to say publicly, thank you for doing that. Thank you to, like I said, Mark Tremont, Mike Bolani, Frank Todaro. The list goes on and on. Peter Legiacono, Jen Ballarin, Chuck, Sal, everybody, Ashley, Amoya. So it just goes on and on.
Yeah, and Tim Clark.
What's that?
And Tim Clark as well.
I said, absolutely. Tim is the mainstay here. He's the driving force with Rich. Those are the guys. And Mayor Brown. Mayor Brown has been very instrumental the last several years in getting everything done. So a big thank you to him. Great guy, great man, and he's been very helpful.
All right, Frank, I want to thank you very much for your time and joining us, and enjoy some well-earned rest after many, many weeks of filming.
All right, have a good day.
All right, thanks, Frank. Bye. Frank Rossi, the local casting director for Cabrini. And I know that your heart is breaking that I'm not doing a COVID show right now. I can feel the angst building in you, the heartbreak. I know I can sense it out there. But this movie, if you were an extra in the movie, tell us about your experiences. My experiences were nothing less than outstanding. And I didn't want to give the name of the guy who owns a certain restaurant because I don't want the place to be absolutely flooded with a giant line outside, as sometimes has happened in the past, as I've learned when I recommended the French onion soup at a place. I don't want that to happen again. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Nothing is worse than receiving an email. Hey, we drove 200 miles from Canada to get French onion soup at that place, and they didn't have any. Thanks a lot, chump. And that actually happened. Let's go to the calls on WBEN. And I know this gentleman, he is a former Town of Tonawanda police officer. Now he is an actor, and he is Frank Dispenza. Frank, thanks very much for being here.
Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
I am terrific. Tell us about the movies with which you have been associated.
Well, I've done some infomercials, and then this is the first major movie that I've been associated with. As far as much time as that I've put on a movie and been in a extra role that's been featured as well.
So why did you do it?
Well, kind of like what Frank just said, actually. I mean, as you get older, you kind of, you know, maybe this wasn't something I planned on doing my whole life, but you get a taste of it and you start to do it and you realize that it's definitely work. I mean, you can't deny that it isn't work. There was long hours. It wasn't the easiest thing. Everyone thinks it was a piece of cake.
No.
I mean, Delaware Park at 4 in the morning, the dew was settling on our hats and everything.
City Hall.
Yeah.
We drank them out of water.
Exactly. But it does. It gives you a new sense of, I guess, I don't know if I want to say purpose, but, you know, a new adventure. A good friend of mine who was on the film with me, Charles Aronica, always said that I had situational awareness. And that's what heightened it more for me. And Charles was right. I'd be on the film, and you could kind of tell what was coming next. Or you could kind of almost predict the type of people you were going to meet or who you were going to talk to. And that's something that's really special that a lot of people don't get to experience. And this here in Buffalo with so many great people really made that experience come true.
Frank, I think there are two things I'm going to remember most. Number one is how heavy the suit was in the wealthy American role when one took it off after shooting while wearing it for 14 hours and drinking a lot of water. How can clothes possibly weigh so much? Oh, because they're loaded with water. That's why. And the other thing is just all the super nice people you and I both met, including you.
Well, I appreciate that, Tom. That means a lot to me. And it was great meeting everyone there. But on the soup note, my grandmother used to only have 100% wool blankets on her. And I used to say, those are the most heavy, hottest things ever. never would I have imagined I would have been in the hottest summer in Buffalo in August on, you know, in front of the Ellicott Building with a three-piece wool suit on from the 1890s.
There was literally a time in the Delaware Park shoot, and we shot literally from, I don't know, 5 o'clock at night until 9 o'clock in the morning, something like that. It was literally overnight. And there was a point, probably 2, 3 in the morning, where I knew if I didn't get water, I was going to pass out. So I just walked over to the water lady, and I said, I'm just a lowly extra. I know this is the special water cooler, but if I don't get water in me in about 30 seconds, I'm going to be on the ground. So she happily handed me two large Poland Springs, which I drained in 30 seconds, which was followed, of course, by a torrent of perspiration.
Yes. Yeah, it was nonstop, and every time you were embarrassed that you were, you know, sweating so much, you'd look at the person next to you and say, well, I think I'm okay.
Oh, the ladies in their corsets. I mean, you know, we kind of had it easy with the button flies, and whoever invented the zipper should have gotten the Nobel Prize. Those button flies are a big pain.
I agree. You got to plan 10 minutes just before you go to the restroom.
And I never could get them right. Anyway, Frank Dispenza, thank you very much for calling the show. Make sure all your buddies call in, too.
I will, Tom. You're great. It was great working with you, and I'm sure we'll do it again.
Ditto. All right. We're talking to Cabrini extras, because if you're not an extra, you know somebody who took part in this movie. Alejandro, Alex, might call in later on. The other day, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, was enjoying some quality time with the director's brother, Eduardo Monteverde, and we had a great conversation. Yes, that was a name drop.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
People would begin to disrobe because we wanted to save time waiting in line to check out. And, you know, it's like, okay, I know these people, there's no kids here, and it is what it is. So that was kind of funny because you lose your inhibitions pretty quickly when you see everybody else doing what you're dying to do. But, you know, there are no issues there. I've certainly been in weirder situations. 930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Sarah, and I can't see the other name. Sarah, you are on WBEN, and who are you with? I'm just trying to.
With my son, Giancarlo, who was one of the orphans in the movie. So that was an amazing experience.
So what was it, first of all, like, how did you hear about the possibility that you and your son were both in the movie, you and Giancarlo?
No, I was not. I was just an orphan mom. That's what all the orphan moms, we all call each other orphan moms.
Yeah.
Just a stage mom.
Yeah, I was the only one that was in it. My brother, little brother Giorgio, was... potentially could have been in it,
but he was too little.
Yeah, he was too little.
Well, some of us, you know, I hope he grows out of it. I never did. Giancarlo, let me ask you, as first of all, how old are you, Giancarlo?
Well, today is my birthday, and I just turned 13.
Well, happy birthday, Giancarlo. You're a teenager now.
Yep, feels good.
Yeah, well, those are probably words your mom has been dreading for quite some time, but Giancarlo is a teenager. What was the best part for you about being an extra? Because you younger people, and I can't really call you a child because you're a teenager now, but all the grown-ups were just blown away by how awesome you younger people were. What was your favorite part of it?
My favorite part was like interacting with all the other orphan kids and also getting to learn new stuff about like how to place myself and look good in the camera.
So are you looking forward to doing more of this?
Yes, I am. It was a really great opportunity, and I would like to thank Frank Rossi for picking me.
That's awesome. See, you've already learned how to schmooze by thanking the right person. So good for you. I want to turn things over to your mom for a moment. Were there any times ever during the filming, during those really grueling, like I'm thinking the Delaware Park nights were pretty much hell on earth. Were there any times where you said during any of Giancarlo's days of filming, why are we doing this?
No, I mean, he plays travel hockey and travel baseball, so my life is pretty much devoted to him for hours at a time when I am already wondering why am I doing this.
Yeah.
So this was a bit more expensive, however, and I had a toddler in tow the entire time. So that was interesting, but I just was so happy to see my son, like, thrive in something just completely different, and he was so effortlessly like natural at it, and he was so happy, and it was literally just such an incredible experience.
Giancarlo, the birthday boy, the birthday man, let me ask you what you are going to remember most about being in this movie, which I presume was your first.
Yes, it was, and also the one thing I would really remember most is like working with some of the main actors and having to be so close and having that opportunity to be near them is just so cool, and I'll probably remember that for a real long time.
Yeah, I was, you know, I couldn't believe how nice they were. I mean, Christiana Delana and some of the other people with featured roles were just incredibly nice. The opera singer, Rodrigo Villazan, he was terrific as well. He was a character.
Yep.
Yeah, and I also really wanted to say Federico Lalepe, he is one of my friends there. He was one of the main actors, and he was really nice. He was really cool. I really just liked hanging out with him.
I think he kind of took a note from him. I'm not sure if you got to meet Federico, but he was the main orphan in the movie. He's a little boy from Italy, and he's already done several major movies. So I think just the way he carried himself and how he was so, you know, mature and ready to work and all of that. I think that got a lot of the kids in check, like, wow, okay, yeah. And we kept telling them, like, guys, you're at work. And they were ready to go. And they really didn't care about the hours. I mean, they wanted to be picked for every scene. They wanted to make sure they had call times for the next day. They literally loved it so much, all of the kids.
Well, I'm very happy that you called, and thanks on the day of your birthday, Giancarlo, for checking in with the show. We really appreciate it, man. Thanks, and good luck.
Thank you. Have a nice day, Tom.
I will. Thank you. Sarah and her boy Giancarlo turning 13 today, and he played one of the orphans. And they're referring to a boy from Italy, Federico. Not to be confused with Federico Castelluccio, who was Furio in The Sopranos and who played a big role at Buffalo City Hall on a very sweltering night with no air conditioning because the mics are sensitive and the mics would have picked up the sound of the AC. And how we survived each other's BO, I'll never know. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Gina C. Gina C., welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine, Tom. Thanks for picking up my call. How are you?
Well, I'm actually going through a little bit of Cabrini withdrawal, to be honest with you.
Aren't we all?
So what did you like best? What are your thoughts? I mean, I don't want to ask the same questions to everybody, so I'm just going to let you talk about what it was like being an extra and what you enjoyed and how you got involved and all that kind of stuff.
Well, how I got involved was I saw an ad. I saw Frank Rossi on television, and he said to go on this website and apply. And I thought, oh, I talked to my sister. I said, let's just do it. We'll probably never get picked. So lo and behold, I was picked and she wasn't. And she said, fine, you know, she's in a band. She didn't really care. And I thought to myself, this is really out of my comfort zone, something that I've never done before. But then I thought, you know, you don't grow unless you get out of that comfort zone. So I went. It was awesome. Every single person that I met was wonderful, whether it was the other extras or the production assistants, the people that were giving you water, the bus driver, you name it. They were all so professional. They were all so helpful. And I had a great time. Some of it was pretty grueling, as everybody has said, but even during that time, it was great because you could laugh about it later. And I actually had a couple scenes where, I don't know if it's happened to you, but it happened to me where I had to turn away from the camera because I was laughing so hard I couldn't stop. And I didn't want to snort, you know what I mean? So that's my experience, and would I do it again? In a heartbeat.
Okay, so after what days of filming on the bus back to Buffalo, China, how many days did you say, I am never doing this again? This is too much.
I never said that to myself. It was exhausting. We all know, you know, you guys had overnight. We had some 13, 14-hour days. But I never, ever said I would never do this again.
Wow.
I have a job, as most people do. So it was like you have to take vacation time. You have to work nights or weekends. But I would definitely do it again.
Well, Gina, I'm delighted that you called in. And I'm happy to hear about your experiences. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom. It was good meeting you.
A pleasure meeting you as well. Thank you. Yeah, and that, folks, that was like the best part of the whole movie. I mean, doing what I do and taking the approach that I took, I thought that, well, people in the film community are going to slam doors in my face and they're going to, you know, like put needles in my cupcakes and stuff. But that was absolutely not the experience. There was like no political talk. And everybody was just super, super nice. And it didn't matter if you were right, left, center. We were all there to do a job. And the job was to make the best possible movie that we could. Our own little roles in this big matrix. And that's what it was all about. And I will forever be grateful to the Buffalo Film extras people and specifically the Cabrini extras people for many, many kindnesses. I mean, there were so many times where you could tell somebody was wilting and you'd go over and grab them water and hand it to them and they were clearly grateful. And I cannot stress, I know it might be hard to believe on a day like today, but think back to some of those overnights and days in August where it was blazingly hot and humid. And I'm telling you, the men and the women did not have it easy in the 1890s. I mean, just peeing would be a five-minute ordeal. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Gigi, and may I say your last name?
Sure.
Gigi Grisanti is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. So, Gigi, you had a very prominent role in the untitled Cabrini movie. Tell everybody what you did.
You're funny. No, I wouldn't call it a prominent role at all. It was an extra like everybody else, with no speaking role. But I did have a specific role when I started. And I got to thank Frank for nudging me into doing it. I'm kind of on this by accident. It was such a fabulous experience. I really want to take the time to thank everybody who was on makeup and wardrobe and hair and props and the assistant production people, the cameramen. I mean, they spent the time to actually show us how all the extras play in to frame the leads of the show. And they'd show us on the playback on their laptops. They actually took all the time to show us all of that. And it really was an incredible experience, despite the long hours. And yeah, it was absolutely grueling some days. And there wasn't any time I got on the bus and said, I'm never doing this again. I brought a book the first day thinking I'm going to be bored. There's a lot of waiting time. I knew that. They had no idea how much, but I never picked it up. I watched, I learned. It was just a fascinating experience. I can't say enough about how wonderful all those people are and how much I appreciate movies in a different way. I'm actually watching a movie now, not this minute, but watching movies and watching the extras and how they frame the leads of the show and how they kind of accentuate the performance. As much as you think they're just doing busy work in the background, it's incredibly choreographed. And then the people who do it, Matt and Beaver and Ben and everybody who put us all together, just spend an amazing amount of time even just teaching us the lingo. I mean, if I never hear reset again, I won't be an unhappy person.
One more take, people. One more take.
Oh, one more time. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah, reset means you go back to the position from which you started. And obviously, the more complex a scene happens to be, the more takes you have to do. And when you're using animals like, oh, I don't know, horses, you have to be really careful because of safety, and you've got to count on the animal to do what the animal is supposed to do. And one of the horses at Delaware Park, Gigi, was not one of my favorite people. You know, why the long face, I'm tempted to say.
I remember that night specifically. We were both on set that night. It was great fun. It was a night we all got to watch the sunset together and watch it rise together, too. It was a killer. But it was really an incredibly enriching experience. Alejandro, who I don't remember his last name, and I'm not name dropping, but I will tell you that everybody on that set, including the leads, would sit down and talk to us. He actually took the time to sit down and say, hey, you know, I was an extra too. Are you guys enjoying your experience? And I'm like, these guys are no joke. I mean, they're Academy Award and People's Choice and Golden Globe Award winners. And they were just so incredibly real and open to talking about it. I figured, you know, why bother? But they did, and that added to the experience.
Yeah, Alejandro Monteverde, and he was a great guy, and his brother was a great guy. I mean, I didn't really have a chance to chat with Christiana as you did because you worked very, very closely with her, but I'm glad that you had that experience. And, you know, we're not supposed to post any pictures of us in costume or any pictures of the set, but, you know, you can't herd that many extras and watch every cell phone. And, you know, something Gigi said really resonates, and that is when you watch a movie after having been an extra, you realize the value of extras. Whether you watch, I'm on Once Upon a Time, Once Upon a Time in America, thank you. The Godfather and Schindler's List. I mean, thousands of people involved in those movies, and you really appreciate what went into making the movie complete. And Gigi, as you said, framing the leads.
Yeah, it really, it was a wonderful experience. I mean, this is certainly not what I do for a living, and neither was it for anybody else that I met. I mean, the friendships that we made in those, you know, it was supposed to be 4 days, which turned into five, which turned into six, which turned into nine, made me happy. But it was those friends that I will miss. Looking forward to getting together with them at some point. But I will really miss the people, and we're all kind of going through a little bit of Cabrini withdrawal, and maybe we don't mind hearing Reset just one more time.
Yeah, I'm definitely going through Cabrini withdrawal. Gigi, I'm glad you called in. Thank you very much. Great to talk to you. Great to see you again, and I'm sure we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Tom.
Gigi Grisanti, who, along with your humble host, was an extra on Cabrini. I've known Gigi for a long time. We went to Ken Maurice together, and she actually went to the Eagles long run tour at the Odd with me back in whenever that Eagles tour was. That's the good Eagles with Don Felder and Glenn Frey. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Who's been holding the longest? It is Bernie. Who was an extra on Cabrini. Bernie, talk to us. What was it like?
Hey, Tom. It was really great. Really great. I logged actually 23 days on the set, responded to 25 calls. One of the days was rain out. Another day they had more extras than they needed. But I counted up my hours. I had 238 hours on the set.
Oy.
Which was really quite an experience.
So how many roles did you play?
I was an extra. In fact, it was kind of funny because I've got a long beard and I had these little wire rim glasses. And I heard one of the prop man, his name was Will, asking somebody to get my glasses. And he says, yeah, the glasses for the old man.
It is Bowerly on the radio. And we will have news coming up with Mr. Puckett. And then we're going to take some more phone calls. Something really amazing has happened over the past few months in Buffalo, and that is the filming of a major motion picture. It is as yet untitled, the Cabrini movie, and many of you were extras. Many of you know people who were extras. I mean, there were thousands of roles to be filled, and we're hearing some stories today to put you in the know. And maybe the next time a movie comes into town, when they put out the casting call for extras, you'll submit your photograph and everything else. I mean, when Gigi mentioned the hair people, they had such a hard job because they had to craft women's hairstyles from the 1890s. And they also, by the way, had a huge role in destroying my self-esteem and cutting my hair.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.